AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's life in prison for a former Blackwater guard who shot and killed Iraqi civilians in a busy Baghdad square 8 years ago. Lesser time behind bars for three others who took part in the 2007 massacre. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports the sentences will be appealed.
One Blackwater guard gets life, three others 30 years for the attack that killed 14 civilians and wounded 17 others. They're expected to challenge the law used in their trial. Their lawyers say since they were State Department contractors, they weren't covered by a law covering Defense Department civilian employees, military contractors, and others involved in the U.S. war mission.
Hours of dash cam video have been released from the cruisers of five South Carolina police officers who responded to the scene of the shooting death of a black man by a white police officer. In one video, the shooter, North Charleston officer Michael Slager, can be heard talking to a supervisor, telling him he doesn't understand why the victim ran away. Baltimore police say a man is in critical condition tonight after a confrontation with officers. Police say the man was stopped yesterday by a group of police officers on bikes when he tried to run away. The opening prayer at a political event isn't usually interrupted by wild applause, but supporters of Marco Rubio couldn't resist.
Evangelist Greg Laurie prayed,
"We've come here tonight to support a man that we believe loves you and loves this country, Senator Marco Rubio."
While that may have sounded like an endorsement, Laurie reminded the crowd he wasn't talking to them.
"You're not supposed to clap in a prayer."
Rubio then told the crowd,
"To succeed on this journey, I will need your prayers and your support and ultimately your vote."
I'm Steve Coleman.
This is AP Radio News. Security will be very tight for next Monday's running of the Boston Marathon.
30,000 runners are expected to run the Boston Marathon. 1 million spectators will line the route. They're being asked not to bring backpacks, big bags, or coolers. And new this year, a warning to those who might try to fly a drone over the race. Don't. The day after the race, marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will be back in court for the sentencing phase of his trial. He was found guilty on all the charges against him. Three people were killed that day, hundreds more injured. I'm Rita Foley.
Federal health officials say about 200 people on two separate San Diego-bound cruise ships have come down with vomiting and diarrhea. 112 passengers sickened by norovirus aboard the Celebrity Infinity arrived today. The Royal Caribbean's Legend of the Seas is due to dock tomorrow with 116 sick passengers and crew. I'm Ross Simpson.